Hello, and welcome to another episode of Dreamcast. I saw a post the other day on Instagram that mentioned survival. And I thought about my past and how fortunate I was to have gained amazing survival skills. Being raised in Brooklyn, New York, you can't help but to develop certain skills and techniques that afford you the opportunity to maneuver in and out of many difficult situations. You learn to survive, to protect your life and others. You are able to detect people and environments that can be detrimental to you. And of course, it's not just being raised in a big city, but being exposed to different situations that call for you to survive, different traumas, different encounters that you are faced on a consistent basis that make you protect yourself. But then I thought, we're not taught to love. We may be shown it by example. We may read about it. We may see it around us, but some of us that are amazing at surviving protect our innermost emotions so much that love can be foreign. We may not know how to do it. We may not know how to give it. We may not know how to receive it. And it's sad because why is one able to survive because of difficulties, but not necessarily love because of them? And of course, this doesn't apply to everyone, but it's just my opinion and perspective on what I was reading at the moment. And I think it's just important that those of us who are amazing at surviving, at protecting ourselves, also learn how to be vulnerable. And often, people that are survivors and protectors are often very, very sensitive. It's just getting down to that layer. So I wrote a piece that morning that I'm going to share with you now, and I hope you like it. And I realized that I was raised to survive, not to love, and that's why I yearn to feel safe and why I prioritize trust, because survival, it makes you tough. It hides your emotions like a clown. Painted faces simulate minute traces of fear for your life. Or is it fear of your love? Something you have little idea of. So when that love, that fire arises in you, you dampen it with cold water. Because when you let it burn, they didn't know how to see the beauty in your flames, started calling you by incorrect names, but the truth is, they couldn't handle you. Some fires are only meant for the firemen that have trained their whole lives for you. So stop taming your fire. Don't minimize your love. Yes, you're a survivor, but that only makes you an even more beautiful compilation of all the qualities most can only dream of. You've been training, yes, not to survive, but to give life, to revive, recognize the truth. Your love has arrived. So in that piece, I also touch on how the survivors can be that way with love, because when they did release it, when they did expose it, when they were vulnerable, the people that they shared it with couldn't handle it. Because maybe it was too intense. Maybe it was too deep. I mean, it's multiple reasons as to why, but this causes further protection and less vulnerability when it comes to love. And you become conditioned to have and put up these protective walls, these multiple layers that people have to break down to get to it. And it isn't until you feel fully trusting of someone that you allow it to seep out, which again is unfortunate because, like I said, these survival types, they tend to have the most beautiful, deep, everlasting, all-encompassing love that some will never realize because they weren't in those positions of security and trust to be able to give it out or to receive it. I'd like to know your thoughts, if you want to share them, if you want to comment, send me a message. I would really love to hear from you. I hope you have a wonderful, positive, energy-filled day, and thank you again for tuning into this episode of Dreamcast. Find a comfortable place where you can be quiet in your stillness and in your thoughts. And then gently close your eyes. Imagine that all of the positive, beautiful words that you feel describe love are floating in the air around you. Gently breathe those words in. See them entering your nose, filling your lungs. Hold it. Now release all of the feelings that you are too much, too intense, too hard to love. Let those go. See them disappearing into the air around you. And as you are there in your stillness, release all worry, all negative thoughts pertaining to you and your love. And again, use your mind's eye to envision those loving words floating in the air around you. Breathe them in deeply. See them entering your nose, filling your lungs, enveloping your body. Hold it. Feel the trust in your love. And release all worry, all negative thoughts pertaining to you and your love. Let those go. See them disappearing into the air around you. And as you are there still in your thoughts, know that you are enough. You are giving. You are able to receive. You are love. Be confident in your you. And gently open your eyes.